Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
Fell boss Andrew Dillon here. Dills, interested on Looker tonight?
Yeah, look, exciting to be here. And look, love the way we've even got a new brand deadline day. So it's a great time of the year for the clubs and for the supporters. You know, a lot of hope.
Have you seen this develop as a part of the AFL industry?
Well, I was actually just talking to Simon Murphy from Geelong, who used to work at the AFL. And we said, you know, 10 years ago, we were sort of still on Excel spreadsheets. So it's amazing. And looking at all the cameras and the good thing is there's so much interest, so it's a really exciting time.
You put your fan hat on a little bit and keep an eye on what dealings are working through and scrolling through the afl.com.au and seeing the latest news?
Well, I always try and keep an eye on what you and Riley are up to. But I did note that Ivan Soldo has gone to Port Adelaide, so interesting one for the Tigers, but I think they did get a few picks back in return.
Do the Tigers need another ruck?
Oh, I think they're going okay. I think they've got Samson Ryan will be a good second ruck there.
Before we let you go, what's the next evolution of this area? Because clubs have been told, you know, there's bidding system potential tweaks, there's different looks at the academies as well. How does this market grow and grow and grow?
Well, one thing that we just before the finals, did the collective agreement with the Players Association, and we've got an agreement from the players to look at mid-season trading. So I think what we'll do over the next few months is work out how a mid-season trade, you know, can we get that up, and what parameters we'll have about that. So I think that's the watch this space.
Have we got a percentage chance for next year on mid-season trading?
I think it's even money.
Well played. Thanks for having us, Dilf.
No worries, Cal. Thank you.